Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 434 of the Mail Right Show. So much going on today, but if you join us now or later, we're incredibly grateful. Today's episode is number 434, which I think I already said. And the subject that we're going to give is some advice on how to create real estate landing pages that will convert, will get people to give you their information. So without any further ado, John, please, you are the maestro. You are the producer of the show. You've done so many things. You've got two podcasts. You've got you've been in the WordPress world forever. You know almost all the movers and shakers in the WordPress environment. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience in your own words?
Oh, thanks, Rob. And thanks for that introduction. I'm the co-founder of mail-right.com. We build fantastic looking websites on WordPress that you own. Plus, we've got a CRM, landing page generator, and a lot of other cool stuff. And also, if you want to have got any questions, you can join us live and put your questions to us during the show at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday. And to get there, all you have to do is go to the Mail Right Facebook page or go to the Mail Right YouTube channel. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman. I am a guy that focuses on SEO inside the real estate space. And I've been doing that for 16 years now. And, you know, it's pretty rare that anything interesting happens in my space, but like new and truly earth-shaking. But right now, the whole SEO world is staggered by the fact that Google had its first significant data breach in the search space, and we basically get to see how the wizard works behind the curtain. So anyway, if you want to find out what I'm going to update about that, please go to my website, inboundrem.com. I just shared the show to my Facebook page, which I'm going to try to do since John's been really good about saying join us live. So anyway, let's dive right into it today, because we're on a clock. Unfortunately, I have to be in and out on time today, which means no bonus content. But you are going to get 30 minutes of compelling data on how to do converting landing pages. So when you look at the show notes, guys, there's this 1 through 8 list. And number one on the list that John put there is a compelling above the fold section. I feel very much like 99% of the people listening to the show do not know what you mean when you say above the fold. So why don't we start there and say, what is that?
Well, it has altered quite a bit because you've got so many different devices. That's why you need a good responsive website. And what does that mean? A responsive website is that it can change how it looks depending on the device that is viewing a particular page or website. And that is totally achievable. You do normally have to alter a website slightly depending on what platform. What can work on a very large monitor isn't normally precisely that will work on a mobile phone. But it can adjust. So what above the fold means is that first area that shows when you hit a particular page, what will show first. And that is normally, in an era of all different types of devices, what is meant as before the fold. It comes from the old world of the newspaper world, where people bought their newspaper from the newsstand. It was the headline. It was the paper was folded and it was the first page of the paper. It's what the lead story would be with the paper being folded. That's where that term comes from, Robert.
And that term has remained the same, and the, in essence, design as it relates to advertising, display design, has had alterations but hasn't changed that much. As an example, here is Facebook's above the full landing page. Sorry, taking me a minute to figure out how to do this. Okay. So you've got content on the bottom, images on the top. That design standard has been in place for 50 years. Advertising geniuses in Madison Avenue invented it a long time ago. Case studied it, multivariate tested it ad nauseum, and it's what people respond to. Images first, content later. That's literally what every single newspaper all like does. So when we say above a compelling above the fold section, it's really like the section that the eye is drawn to first is the easiest way to phrase it. Okay. You look, what do you see first? Capture their attention with a good image, compelling way of writing the words. But, you know, you could do fire sale with, you know, like big, bold, like animated words with little flames coming out. Anything that captures their attention is what you want when somebody's eyes hit your advertisement for the first time. Now, here's my favorite thing. There are people that have made millions, if not billions, of dollars off this. It's crazy. It's crazy. But a strong, catchy headline. John, I have so much to say on this. Go ahead, but you start.
Yeah, sure, Rob. Well, it's something that I've learned with doing a fair bit of Facebook advertising with my partner, is that people tend to run Facebook campaigns, and if they don't get initial response, they can it. But changing the headline, a lot of people think it's just they've got to do a dramatic change where changing the image and especially changing the headline, you can get a totally different response to a Facebook campaign. And I think that applies to landing pages or Google adverts or whatever. People think it has to be a dramatic change that will result in it either being a success or failure, but it's actually the wording, the image. Small changes can make a big difference.
Wow, couldn't I agree with you more? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting. If everybody here Googles taglines for real estate, I've had a number one or number two article on for that for four straight years, which is difficult with the way that the SEO algorithm works. It means that people are gravitating to my content over and over again for longer periods of time, regardless of what else hits the top of the page. And why would you ask? Well, number one for the search result is luxury presence. 35 attention-grabbing real estate slogans and town taglines. Number two, us, 500. Big difference. We've done a lot of this, a lot of working in my...
Very really loud. You're a bit loud this afternoon.
Huge, enormously loud, super bummed up. So you've got, like, I'll give you a few examples. Dreams within reach, home sweet home, invest in you, lux moving life, elevate your lifestyle, live, love, home. Keys to happiness. There's 500 of these. We've studied them ad nauseum. We add to this list every year. It's one of our favorite pieces of content because there's so much power in haikus, poetry, or put another way, taglines. That's what you were trying to do. Three words that impact everybody deeply. Okay? So go check out our post and let's move on to the next subject inside this this amazing subject that John has chosen for us today. Creative copy, number three on the list for creating a landing page that converts, is creative copy with clear language and benefits. So why don't you open us up on that one too?
Well, a lot of content that a lot of brokerages, agents produce is as boring as watching paint dry. It just is. And also they tend to use very flowery language where we've touched upon this before. If you do any kind of study, a lot of the gurus or the most influential people in copywriting, it's very clear that you should really aim for a 7th to 8th grade level. And people tend, you know, obviously that can vary, but in marketing, in advertising, in this particular medium, keep it, you know, it's got to be interesting, but don't use too flowery language. You know, aim at a 7th to 8th grade. That's the general advice.
Got you. So I agree with that advice. Writing at a sixth grade level is
7th to 8th. They recommend.
I don't. I don't stick to that personally. But then again, you have to decide who you're appealing to. You want to appeal to everybody and go broad. Then
obviously, if you're writing for old English geezers, you got to write much lower level for me to understand.
So that's what John interrupted me to say, everybody. That was so important that he had to interrupt me to say that. So
it was urgent, Rob.
Creative copy with clear language and benefits. If you really wanted to like keep your whole advertising life simple, then keep your copy simple. If you want to get complicated, my advice is understand your audience to the greatest degree. There is no amount of money and effort that you can spend that would not justify understanding who your audience is. Because once you do understand that, you have so many more tools in the tool belt of trying to create something that the people that you're advertising to are going to resonate with. The more you know your audience, the better you can do. And maybe you keep it clear. Maybe you use some not so clear languages like legal jargon that might relate to real estate. Maybe there's something happening in your marketplace that is some law, like legal element of the real estate business, and you should advertise to that. It just depends. All right. Number four, a single call to action. I don't know that I agree with this, right, but hit me, John.
I think you missed one. Isn't it a transparent, compelling offer?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're absolutely right. Number four, a transparent and compelling offer.
See, I am awake, Robert.
I am not. My brain, unfortunately, for all of us, is just connected to something else.
He's buzzing. He's been reading up on his Google SEO. He's buzzed up. He's pumped up, folks.
God.
He's salivating.
In a way I can't even explain. Like 15 years of a career validated, John. 15 years.
Right. Keep it simple, folks. Compelling offer, transparent and compelling, and keep it simple. People have a tendency to want to build very complicated automations and complicated offers and all sorts. The geniuses in this industry have learned that the simple and well-trodden offers and tend to work the most. What do you reckon, Rob?
I reckon. Okay, hold on. Sorry,
is that Google?
No, it's my dad.
Oh, what?
Sorry. I reckon that transparent and compelling is extremely viable. I'm going to say a whole bunch of stuff, and I hope you all hear me. A transparent and compelling offer does not have to be a sale. Does not have to mean you have to slash and burn prices at your current shop. I have always deeply looked for service or informational add-ons that I can throw into my service that make it extremely compelling, but are also not me discounting my service or diminishing my brand or anything like that. Like I will do extra work like I am doing right now, reading 2,500 pages so that I can come up with 10 things that are simple and straightforward so that you don't have to read 20 hours worth of documentation and summarizes what is truly of interest to you. That's what you're getting. That's the compelling offer, is that it's like, oh, there was a lot of work. I didn't have to do it. Somebody did it for me. And I get to just see these 10 things. That's compelling, in my opinion. And so a transparent offer is also something that's a hot button that John put down here, because one of my least favorite things, as a middle-aged dude, listen, if you say one thing and I hit a landing page and it is clearly saying another, even slightly, I bounce off so fast. I don't care how good the offer is. Like, I don't anymore. Transparent to me means honest. That's how I interpret that phrase that John put here. So if you say you're going to do one thing in your little advertisement, make sure that your landing page says, basically reinforces it in the first sentence. Transparency is, in my opinion, equivalent to honesty in advertising. And I don't really like, there is never a time that it is right to say fire sale. And then you hit a landing page and it's like, just kidding. We're not selling, you know, our products are already awesome. There is no sale. I hate that like so much. So don't create a lot of hate in your audience by doing anything other than being clear, honest, and compelling is understanding your audience and creating something that you think that they're really going to appreciate. I've got a client right now who has 9 times the certifications as any other real estate agent, you know, and does a 1% flat rate for his customers in San Francisco, which is not a discount market. And he does very, very well because he's twice as qualified and charges half as much. I'm not a price cutter personally, but I have to admit for a certain audience, that's going to be a compelling offer. And he's an English bloke, just like you, Jonathan.
Well, what could you ask for? You got two to deal with in 1 week. Shall we go for our break, Rob?
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We absolutely shall. My good man. We are going to go to a break, and we're going to come when we come back. We have 4 more compelling things to discover, call or to talk about: calls to action, impacting visuals, social proof, and some final closing thoughts. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you for giving us your time today. We really appreciate it.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 434 of the MailRite Show. We're doing the show today on a historic day. There's so much happening in the world. There's a big Google leak. There's a jury verdict coming out. There's so many things happening today, but John and I are here with you talking about real estate landing pages and how that you can create a compelling landing page that converts. Next up on our list, if you didn't catch the first half of the show, please find it and go back and watch it. It's excellent. Our second part of the show, we're going to start off with a single call to action. So I don't know that I agree with this, John, which is what I said a second ago. So why don't you dive into this and make sure that I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah, I think I do agree with it, but so I'll be interested to hear your view. I think having multiple different offers and different calls on one page is not a great idea. I think it's linked to the copy, but you know, transparent, compelling, and keeping it simple. Keep it simple, basically. One offer, compelling, transparent. Don't have 3 offers on one page, on a landing page. I've been guilty of that a lot, having multiple offers on a landing page. And when I've cleaned it up and just had it as simple as possible and just had one offer, it's always worked better.
One offer, yes. A call to action is responding to the offer. Yeah. And I have found that through multivariate testing that oftentimes there are compelling ways to set up multiple calls to action, not for different offers, for the same offer. Click here, click there. Like not different offers, say one offer. I agree with that. One offer, absolutely no doubt about it, John. But multiple ways of asking somebody to engage with that one offer, which is how I'm seeing like a call to action, a CTA. That I have just seen lots of proof that says that there are very effective ways to put multiple calls to action on the same page and get increased engagement. A call to action, ladies and gentlemen, is an action button. Get offer, sign up now, schedule with Robert. Those are all call to actions. They are the final thing that you do before, you know, that you start getting into paperwork and such. Calls to action are usually short, sweet, to the purpose, and usually the content that you've been writing, that's the transparent, compelling offer bit, is setting up the call. If you did a really good job, you might do the call, but here's what you could do. You could do a great job. If you do a simple call to action, are you ready schedule this call now. But now you get something interesting. The rest of the building blocks that John is doing, the most effective landing pages that are existing in the world are funnel-like. That's what you all have heard about. Funnel-like is you build, and you take somebody's temperature with a call to action, such as sign up now, like you're midway through, but you think you're done because you're sliding down a long landing page and you think you're finished. And then you hit like this CTA. And then you don't want to click the button as the person reading the page. So you keep scrolling down and you discover the landing page is not done. What could be next is a paragraph of text. And then as John has put down in number 6 here, a high impact visual or video. I'm going to continue on with my thought here, but John, why don't you explain what you mean here? So again, we can be on the same page.
Well, number 6, high impact. Well, basically, I did my MA in graphical design and visual design. Basically, we are visual animals. Basically, we can input visual messages in to our mind at a much higher rate than through reading words. So you can transmit a message through an image at a much higher rate, and you haven't got much time with a landing page to get the person to do something. So having some thought in the images, and the same thing with the first frame of a video and the first 20 seconds of a video, you've got a limited amount of time, but you can transmit more information at a higher rate than you can through the written word.
So I agree with everything. Like, there's no disagreement to be had. I would just add that when you're hitting, like, the way that landing pages really build momentum is you do a lot of compelling copy, transfer an offer, so on and so forth. Then you take somebody's temperature with a, hey, would you like to talk to me about this now? Or talk to me, meet me, whatever button, right? But let's just say it's like, hey, I understand if this isn't quite compelling enough for you yet. Just because I know you probably have some more questions, I went ahead and put a video together. That would be slightly down the fold. Now you've got a compelling video that is slightly further down the page. And as the video ends, what you're going to say is, hey, I've left some really great information, you know, for like right below this video. You keep getting people to basically digest information down the landing page. That's how most, like Motley Fool is doing landing pages like that. Everybody is doing landing pages like that. There's a guy out there whose name I forget, but he's got a company named ClickFunnels. He's built a whole company around this one principle. And so it works, but you're going to do multiple calls to action on the same page, 6 or 7, in order to get it to work right for you. You might even change up that what you're calling the buttons, even though that does increase the difficulty in the page design elements. But here's what usually happens on these landing pages. So you've got your high, your video, you add your call to action below the first compelling offer. The visual, the video usually explains. Then you do another call to action. And then now numbers, but a lot of people still aren't ready. So you add more logs to the fire in the form of number 7 on our list, genuine social proof. So John, talk to us about that for a second.
Well, if you can get video, that's fantastic. But if you call an image of a person and then link to their website or link to their social media account, so you can prove that's actually a real person, it actually exists. The more you can prove that through testimonial, we live in the age of cynicism. A lot of that cynicism is justified, but it's all prevailing now. And I think social media has put it on steroids. So the more social proof you can provide, but really you got to prove that it's real.
Agreed. Social proof is where other people that have already used the service, bought the service, so on and so forth, scheduled a call with you I strongly believe that the service process is broken down into many elements of service, and that if you can get people to review all those elements, such as what happens when you have a problem, social proof, right? And then you get somebody commenting about that. What happens when you sign up, social proof, you get somebody commenting about that. What happens when somebody's been using this thing that you sold for a while, you get a review about that. All these different elements, because a long-term service-based relationship is like saying you used a plumber for 10 years and they fixed four different problems in the house. They could have gotten it right three times and messed up the fourth, and maybe the fourth was the biggest job and cost you $20,000, $50,000, $100,000. Thus, that last review might actually be more impactful than the previous three. Social proof is how most people measure the viability of a vendor. That's very important. So on the landing page, you'd go call to action. People aren't ready. Social proof is the last and final weapon in the gun. It's the biggest deal of them all. It is what's probably going to kick somebody over the edge. So you make sure that you list significant amounts of social proof. Maybe you have a video of somebody talking about the service. And then you do what you've been doing the whole time. And you ask again for a commitment, call to action. Sign up now. Call me now. Schedule a call with me. Still not convinced. Here, like I'll show you some case studies, stuff like that. There's still... There is a way to give yourself a little bit of space. Like you can set up the final call to action saying, hey, like a lot of purchasing calls to action are like, this is it. Like at the very end, after all that baloney, 10 minutes worth of a landing page, at the very bottom of the page, they go, oh, by the way, there's no risk to your commitment. You have a 30-day money back guarantee. There's no risk in the purchase. The same thing could be said of like a service-based offer where it's like a call to me is free. My consultation, my wisdom, the value of my information, that I'm giving that all to you. What do you have to lose? Call me. So John, we're kind of like between number 7 and number 8. We're basically there. You're doing final thoughts. So do you have anything to add to what I just said? Do you have some thoughts that you want to share before we close the show out?
Well, I think I underestimated it, but what you're really fighting is inaction. It's safer for the person not to get the offer. It's safer not to fill in the form. It's safer. You're fighting inaction. That's what you're fighting against. It's safer to stay in your existing home. It's safer not to do anything. Obviously, there's a price that has to be paid for inaction, and that can be very painful, insidious. But you're fighting apathy and inaction, and that's why the things that we've discussed in this show have been proven, because they're based on the experience of hardened marketers who have had to fight that inaction. Back over to you, Rob.
And all of that, so a few things. One, remember what we said at the beginning, landing pages succeed or die on the power of the initial tagline. That's it. You either are compelling somebody to get in there and read, because oftentimes these days converting landing pages are very long. I think, don't know if you all realized it, but I just basically said, there's text-based content followed by probably a video or an infographic that you spent some time on, followed by social proof, and there's content in between each one of these things. Then there's a form at the bottom, oftentimes guarantee language. This is a big project to create a converting landing page. It's worth it, of course. You can change your entire career trajectory off the strength of a single landing page. So it's very worth it. It's just not what most people think when a vendor hands you something and says, your landing page is your contact form. I hope you will all join me with this. A hearty guffaw, because that is ridiculous. Like, it is ridiculous. That is not a landing page. That is your contact form. So, like, you can use it as a landing page because people land there. So technically, yeah, they're right. But if you're thinking that people are just going to come to that landing page and fill it out just because, my goodness gracious, that didn't work 10 years ago. Why would it work today? I have no idea. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been John and I's great honor to entertain and hopefully educate you a little bit on what is one of the simplest yet most important things that you can talk about, which is these converting landing pages. John, thank you so much for putting together the show notes. If you would like our audience to reach out to you and talk about like what you do to create converting landing pages for them and make your websites work from a lead generation perspective, how would you like people to go about doing that?
Oh, thanks, Rob. And I just want to point out the MailRite system. It's one of our strengths. We've got a lot of pattern and library of different sections that enable people to build landing pages on our platform really quick. And it's all based on Gutenberg. And I'm quite proud of what we've built there. And the other thing, Rob, is we've got some guests in the next couple of weeks. I've rustled up some guests, Rob. So we've got some people to talk to. You don't have to just put up with me, Robert. I know that.
Did anything happen with that young lady who sought me out and wanted
I think she's one of the guests. Yeah, I think she could be. Yeah.
Right on. Right on. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just saw some interesting news. Poor Donald Trump has been found on guilty on all 34 counts. It's hard to keep my feet not like full of that stuff. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to reach out to me, Robert Newman, and talk to me about taglines, storytelling, anything like that, please go to inboundrim.com. You can look at my about page or my service page. And I always encourage you to measure whether or not you should reach out to me based on the quality of the work that you see yourself. Like, you look at my website, decide for yourself, does this guy know how to create compelling content? And I think that I do. So if you don't agree, don't reach out to me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We so deeply appreciate you, John. I really appreciate you. Obviously, I've had too much caffeine and I am having a life-changing day today. So until next time, sign us off.